God is great. God is great. And greatly to be praised. He's great and greatly to be praised. He's so incredibly good. Don't pay attention to the news and all that stuff. I mean, you can pay attention to it, but it's not going to be clear. It's going to be confused. It won't lead you to joy unspeakable and full of glory. All right, I want to put three chairs up here. Here's the first chair. This will be what you can call natural law, the natural law. Natural law. What's that mean? Well, that's kind of like the moral law. People behaving themselves. Don't misbehave. How many know that we have a little bit of misbehavior going on in the world? People not always behaving. How many know it's impossible to behave all the time? Most people do misbehave sooner or later, or on a regular basis, or irregular. So that's the way it is. It kind of starts out when you're a little kid. You ever notice that about little kids? Sooner or later, they're going to misbehave. They're going to say no. And so God has rigged it so that everybody kind of grows up that way. But then there's another law or trust or whatever, and that's the spiritual law. So here's the spiritual law over here. Okay, so this one will be on God's right hand. This one's on his left hand. But then there's another one, and that is the what you call the public law, you know, people-made law, civil law. And people, when they try to do the civil law, most people behave pretty well. So you could say the civil law does a little better than the natural law, even though naturally most people get along or we wouldn't be here. But we don't get along all that well. And so there are troubles everywhere in the world, and most of it's due to the leaders, that is, the spiritual leaders like pastors or the public leaders, politicians and so on and so forth, or just simply people doing immoral things. So that's life. How many know that? That's totally life. 1, 2, 3. So I'm going to put these two next to each other over here because they're both man, either at his worst state or his best state, but just kind of man behaving himself or misbehaving. And all of us have misbehaved now and again, probably on a daily basis, maybe some hourly and some nanosecondly misbehaving. So that's okay. We don't hate people that do that because it's us. So we all have our times when we misbehave. But what poor God. Didn't he set it up so that we'd all worship him with all our heart and soul and strength and our neighbor as ourselves? Yeah, he did. But something that he had a bad idea, I guess, there because it's not worked out all that perfect. But he doesn't seem to be disturbed by it. He seems to know who are his. And he knows that happiness, did you know that's his only purpose? When you misbehave, you're not going to be happy. I mean, you are in a moment. You misbehave and you got a little pleasure for a few minutes or seconds or hours. But you can't get sustained happiness out of it. But God really wants everyone to be happy. So that's why he came later with, in fact, this was the last thing he did. He already had the natural law and the public law, civil law. He already had those going for us, but they were corrupting and kind of what we are today. America used to be a Christian nation or something or other, but it's kind of gotten not so Christian. And of course, Texas is unique. We're still going to church and Yahoo and excited about Jesus. But the rest of the country is kind of post-Christian, post-modern, post-something or other. Are you all aware of that? I mean, it's kind of like beyond the Democratic Party, and I'm not knocking them. I'm just simply facting. They don't even know if they want to have God in the platform or not, or whatever. The Republicans are more hypocritical. They at least got God in the platform, but that doesn't mean they live by him. I mean, there's not a dime's worth of difference between one party and another. Because of this natural law, which behave yourself, and then the public law, which tries to you know, punish people who don't behave and so on, but they don't do a very good job of it. And a lot of the politicians themselves are corrupt. So it's hard to pick a president right now or a mayor or whatever, because I blame the pastors for everything. Me. I blame the pastors for everything because they're not telling the people the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And thank God I have millions of followers in Africa, and we got hundreds of thousands in China and India and so on and so forth. So I'm doing okay, but America seems to be on the decline a little bit, all except here in Texas. Of course, we're okay here in Texas. But I don't think we're finished yet with what God had in mind. And so let's skip everybody else, and let's just say, let judgment begin with the wicked? No. Let judgment begin with the non-religious? No. Let judgment begin with the household of God. So that's us. So if you're a serious Christian, a serious believer, and I am, you got judgment on you, but not on the others. Because the others, they don't have any salt or any light if we aren't the salt and the light. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. But, as I said, throughout the rest of the world, the harvest is so ripe that you can just go anywhere and you're going to have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of believers, and even millions. And I do. Because I'm a teacher. I like to teach, not so much just preach and have miracles and signs. But to actually teach people how to live in such a way there are no divorces and there's no people, you know, punching each other out and so on and so forth. Amen. Right. So, let's have none of that here. No sin. I don't know if you read that in the Bible. No sinning. Judah, don't even think about it. Alex, I'm not even going to say. All right, so... God has an idea, and he won't get rid of it. He won't dump it. He won't just say, you know, well, it didn't work out so good. I think I'll try something else. He already tried flooding the world one time. Do you remember that? Kind of flooded the whole world. Kind of like, get rid of all the bad guys. Just save one righteous man. Of course, he had those three boys, and they were all married. So one of them goofed up at least. No, the point is that even Noah got drunk. Do you remember that? He was the righteous guy, and then he has this vineyard for several years and finally produces some really good grapes, and he was so excited about that and began making wine and got plowed out of his mind. One of his kids saw that. Oh boy, that's a man of God. that's our spiritual leader. And so, poor Ham. No, not so. Did you know that whatever God blesses can't be cursed? Amen. If God blesses Shem, Ham, and Japheth after the boat, they're blessed. That's it. So he can never change his mind. And I don't care what he does, he cannot just go and kill off all the people. Tried that one time. It did not work. Next time it's going to be by fire. I don't think it's going to make any difference. I mean, water, fire. But there will be a judgment of fire which will burn up all the bad guys and burn up all the bad stuff. It'll be a renewed earth. You all familiar with that? So, I want to be really clear about the Christian life, because I think most people still live kind of over here rather than over there. So, spiritual. This is the spiritual chair. Sam, this will be your chair right here. Spiritual. So, be good. And Alex, this will be yours over here. Be moral. Don't just behave moral, but from all your heart. With all your heart. Okay. And who'd like to be the government today? Okay, Margaret. All right, Margaret, that's your chair in the middle. So let's see if we can be really clear. When you become a Christian, it has nothing to do with psychology. Nothing. In other words, what I think, what I feel, what I want, what I desire, has nothing to do with that. So somebody says, well, I didn't feel like going to church. It's irrelevant. You just go. Well, I don't know if I was inspired by the Holy Spirit. How would you know? How do you know if it's God or the devil or you? You don't. There's no way you can know. I'm sorry. So being a Christian, you can't tell whether you're a phony Christian or a real Christian. You can't tell. You can only look at people's behavior and then guess, but you still don't know because you don't know their heart. Did you know that only God judges the heart? You don't know. That's why it's a little hard when little kids lie, because you don't know. If you ask them, did you lie? They might lie. No. You see, you don't know because you can't read their heart. You can only look at people's behavior. Why'd you hit your sister? You know, they just go like that. I don't know. Because they don't want to say that they're guilty, right? Because people do not like to be guilty. And they know these two chairs down here produce an awful lot of guilt. Whereas the spiritual chair is cool because Jesus dies for you. I like that one better. I like the one where I do wrong and he pays. So Christianity, unlike all the other religions, which is behave yourself, behave yourself. All the other religions don't do it this way. This one is free. This one is do nothing. Absolutely don't work. Now, a lot of Christians don't like this because they like to be proud of the work they've done. But this one says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, is that clear? Everybody sins. So if you get married, for example, don't. Unless you're real clear about one thing. The person you're marrying is going to be a sinner. That's all there's to it. I mean, you can't say, I'm going to wait for the perfect person. There isn't any. There isn't any. So it's sad that people just, you know, hook up and then there it is. They're kind of ruined forever, Margaret. So don't do it. Just don't. Stay single. You'll be happy. You've only got yourself and loneliness to contend with. But we taught you that you can fall in love with Jesus. Amen. You know, Jesus is cool. Because he always loves you, and he always loves you, and he always loves you, and he's always blessing you, and he's always favoring you. And it's just too neat, too wonderful. And you know you can sin and still be forgiven? And you can still go to heaven? Are you aware of that? Now, I'm not encouraging you to sin. I'm just simply saying you can. In fact, you do. So it's not a big deal to God. Why? Because Jesus paid for it. Jesus already paid for it. When he died, you died. All right, now say these words. I was crucified with Christ. Okay, when he died on the cross, I died not physically. He died physically. I died spiritually that year. So he died for me because I sinned, and then he covered it and said, okay, since sin and death is the law, I'm going to, let's see, you sinned. But he died. But he also did it for Sam. But he also did it for all of us. In fact, he did it for everybody. Even Adolf Hitler and all the bad, nasty people and shallow people and wicked people. It doesn't bother Jesus to say, I came that every man might find happiness through being forgiven. So, when he died, you were crucified. But of course, it's spiritual. It has nothing to do with what you see or feel or think or taste or smell or anything. It has nothing to do with these two chairs over here. Over here, you know, when you're dead, you don't feel good about it because it's over. But over here, when you die, it's just spiritual. You just die spiritually. So I don't have to feel it like over here, that last chair, the natural chair, the moral chair, whatever. I don't actually have to feel like going to church or saying I love you to my wife or anything. I just do it. And other people do, but I don't psychologize. I have degrees in it. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. Why? Because I'd be distracted by all that. Well, how do you feel? What are you thinking? You know, what do you really want? What a waste of time. That's in Cosmopolitan magazine. Right? Whatever. And I'm not into that. So I just tell my wife words like this. Pink, I love you with all my heart and soul and strength. I'm never going to leave you or forsake you. You're the best. Now, it has nothing to do with what she's really doing or what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking or what I'm wanting. Right, Willis? You know, so you just tell your wife, and I hope you do this. You could practice right now, as a matter of fact. You're the best. You're the best. I didn't even have to tell you. That's good. You're picking it
trade
up.
Well.
Trade well. All right, that's good. And she is, even though you may be the worst.
Definitely.
I'm just guessing here. I'm just guessing. But you don't have to be good to be good. What I'm trying to tell you, it has nothing to do with behavior or psychology. It's not what you think and feel and want. What would you do? It's not what you don't do. It's not anything like that. It's spiritual, that last chair. Now, this is hard to get a hold of. I mean, I can teach it to you, but it's hard to get a hold of is that you don't go by what you think or what you feel or what you want or what you do or even what you believe. But believing is this chair. I believe that Jesus, whatever he says, it's always a promise to me. It's always a promise. Jim, I'm never going to leave you or forsake you. Okay. Now, if he says that, I'm going to says what he says. I'm going to do what he does. I'm going to say what he says. Do I have to feel it? No. Do I have to understand it? No. I can say I have eternal life, but I don't even know what that means. I mean, it just like get old and old and old and you stay alive. I don't know what eternal life is like because I don't experience it, right? But mortal life, I experience that. And people die and live and so on. So you can experience that. You can understand that. But eternal life, that's kind of hard to understand, like going on and on and on, you know. And it's even hard to think about just getting old and falling apart, you know. But staying alive for a long time. When you're young, you don't even think about eternal life. You're just thinking of, wow, I love life. I'm going to try to get everything I can get. And so that's normal, right? That's normal, natural. It's not right, but it's normal. So when you're young, you do stupid things. Most stupid things are done when you're young. Now, there are some old people that are still stupid. But still stupid is kind of for younger people. Like getting married right away, you know, just because you're 21 or 2 or something. Because you meet somebody that says, I love you, and so on. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. Because men lie. I don't know if you've noticed that about men. Bonnie, did you ever marry a man? Yeah. Well, they're liars. And they're undependable. And so, that's the problem. They can even be Christian. I think your husband was Christian. And he seemed to be kind of nice. But it was just seemed to be.
Well, I was the problem.
You were the problem? But you're so nice. And you're a lady. You can't be the problem. It has to be the guy. Okay, so I don't believe we should judge one another. It says that in the book. So if you judge somebody, there's two ways of judging. One is make a judgment. The other is judging, looking down on, despising someone. You did wrong. Now that's a judgment. Don't do that. But just making a judgment, you hurt me. But I wouldn't do that sincerely. But there are people that do that. They're so sincere. You hurt me. It's like, boo. It's like, just by breathing. Did you know that people can just be offended because of who knows what? So I hate psychology. I told you I have degrees in it. I have degrees in philosophy. I have degrees in art. I mean, degrees. I earned them. But I don't believe in all that stuff now that I'm a Christian, because I wasn't always a Christian. And now that I am, I'm into the spiritual over here, and spiritual has nothing to do with how you behave, how you misbehave, how you think, how you feel, what you want. It has nothing to do with any of that. So we love each other. This is a spiritual statement. We love each other with all our heart and soul and strength because you were crucified with Christ, that is your old man, and now you got a new man. A new creation. You're a new creation. You're not part of this other one. This is the old creation here. This is the original one where you're supposed to behave and government was supposed to kind of follow that and protect people that did good and punish people that did bad. But the truth is that it all got mixed up. And so God canceled all this out and said, you know what? This flooding the world thing doesn't work. Burning the world isn't going to work. I think I'll just get this other idea I have. I think I'll just forgive everybody and have Jesus die on the cross for them. Settle it, once for all. Paid the whole debt. I paid for everybody that's ever been born or lived 3 seconds or whatever. Paid for everybody. But, even though it's an offer, you got to take it. Take the offer. But don't feel it. Don't understand it. Just take it. It sounds like a good thing. That's why the Bible calls good news. In Greek, euangelion. Good news. Ou is good. E-U. And angelion is like angel. So good message, good messenger. So good news is that which we proclaim, and that's the way I live with you and with anybody I meet. It's always good news for me. Why? Because Jesus died. Because he died and then he rose again. When he died, I died. When he rose, I rose. When he reigns, I reigns. So there it is. So did you know that right now, according to the Bible, don't feel this, don't understand this, according to the Bible, you're a new creation. The old has passed away, new has come. The old has passed away, perfect. There's not a lot of perfects in the New Testament. That's a perfect. The old has passed away and the new has come. So that's a past perfect and a present perfect. You're a perfect creation right now. That's amazing. Now, you don't always think that of yourself, especially when you've just done something stupid. But it's true. So don't go by what you think. Don't go by what you feel, what it appears, and what other people think. They're wrong. You're wrong. If God says it, that's the way it is. Did you know that we live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God? So every time God speaks, he's always... Did you know all his thoughts are thoughts of peace toward you? Never been angry ever at anybody that's ever lived. I want to say that again because most people think he is ticked off a little bit at, us. Never. What about Adam and Eve? No. What about Cain? No. What about Pharaoh? No. God has never hated anybody. He gave Pharaoh 10 chances. Remember all those little plague things he had on him and stuff, trying to get him to change his mind? But is God stupid that he didn't know that he wouldn't change his mind? No, he has perfect knowledge. He knew ahead of time. He's not going to change his mind. So why give him all those chances? To show Pharaoh and other people that God doesn't hate anybody. He's never been mad at anybody. He's never been at war with anybody. He doesn't hate the people he made. So, Margaret, you're a treasure to God. Can you stop God from loving you? Can you stop him for, forgiving you and be merciful and helping you and favoring you? You cannot. If he wants to love you, you can't make him not. Even if you sin against him, he won't sin back. That's why we can do that, Willis. We can actually forgive people that hurt us. You're not mad at your first husband. Your second.
I don't have a second.
You don't have a second? You should have tried again. No, I don't believe in that either. I'm going to stay with the one that... It's almost 53 years now.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Hallelujah.
That's awesome.
But...
That's awesome.
We've learned to tolerate each other. No, I don't believe that. See, that's all nonsense. I don't believe in that kind of talk. I believe, and I tell her every day. Every day I tell her this. Peg, you are the best. You are the best. And she likes it every day. I don't know why. She falls for it every day. She said, oh, thank you. So that's cool. So I've just got a little trick right there. I just say what Jesus said to say, and it works.
Amen.
And I do it with anybody and everybody. That's why I go all over the world, and I speak to literally millions of people. Why? Because people like that. They like lovers. They like people that are happy all the time. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Those fruits are not human, because man can't love continually. His love will always be conditional. God's? No condition. So I love people that hate me. I love people that abuse me. Despise me. I don't care. I don't care that they misunderstand. I'll just keep teaching. I'll never quit till the day I'm dead. And that could be soon. Getting older and older and older. But I think maybe in 20, 30 years, I'll be dead. I'll be 120 by then. So I'll be ready then. But no, the reason I have to stay alive is because I'm a procrastinator. I got so many things I started, but I never finished. Did any of you have that problem, sin, in your life? You intended to do better than you actually performed. Okay, God's not mad. And how many know that if you died today, it's okay, God will cover you. Because his righteousness is now yours. Remember, after he died and then rose again and so on, God took him right up to heaven. And that's your righteousness up there. So that's really you. Jesus isn't you, but he did it for you. Therefore, it counts for you. He's your rep. He's the guy that, you know, when God likes Jesus, he has to like me. Because Jesus wants to marry us. That is cool. And he's not going to change his mind. And he's marrying us as is, that is, by appearance. But in reality, I am a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation, a brand new man. So that chair down there has nothing to do with psychology. That is not a psychological chair. And thank God Judy and Randy are here. Thank God. We've been praying for you.
Thank you.
Amen. That you'd get here on time.
We are on time.
You're always on time. Okay. So I can't repeat everything I said, but Karen, you could tell them later. Yeah. All right. Here's the deal. A Christian is not someone who feels something or thinks something or wants something or does something. A Christian is what God says. That's all. So if God says you're a new creation, you're a new creation. So say it. I'm a new creation.
A new creation.
The old has passed away.
The old has passed away.
The new has come.
The new has come.
Okay, so there it is. That's so clear. Therefore, I'm happy. All the time. All the time. Even if I don't feel it. I don't care if I feel it or not. I'm going to say it. And then I'll see it. Did you know that if you say you're happy, it actually, sometimes, you can feel it. It's like, but if you say, I don't know, gee, life is tough. I'm having a bad day, I guess. You know, I never talk like that. I never talk like that. I always give a good report. Did you know that's a good thing to do? So if somebody says, how's it going? I always say, I always answer this way. Perfect. Couldn't be better. Look at you like you're an idiot. Because they're thinking over here. But I don't want to think like men think. I want to think like God thinks. Since he likes me, I like him. It's over.
Yes.
Right? So is everybody happy?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a faith statement. Faith means he made a promise and said something, and you believed it. You don't have to believe it. You can't make yourself believe it. But if you do believe it, you do believe it. And I believe it. So I am a new creation right now, and nothing can upset me. Isn't that interesting? Could you say that?
Nothing can upset me.
That's powerful. That's powerful. How about all the kids? It's nothing.
God was with me.
Amen. Amen. How about the other teachers?
Well, they were okay.
Yeah, they're okay. Because they can be talky back in the lounge. They can. They can really be insulting too, and you know, because they got complaints galore. Oh, Ted did this today, and Alice doesn't get it. But anyway, so since everything's going our way, why shouldn't we have love, joy, peace, patience, God, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, and self-control? Why can't we have all those fruits of the Spirit displayed, not for ourselves to go to heaven, but for other people to see those good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
This actually works. I've actually changed several nations. I mean nations. Impacted them with just this simple message. But it's a good one. But I live it. I live it. I've met with many presidents, one-on-one, just talked to them, to change their nation. And when it happens, I know it's a good work, but I know it had nothing to do with me because I'm not a serious person. Psychology. I don't believe in that. Oh, he's so sincere. I don't believe in that. I don't believe I'm sincere. I believe Jesus is. I don't believe I am. Sincere means without wax. Sincere. C-E-R-E. Sincere means without wax. So, in other words, it's a vase that was cracked and broken, and then you patch it up with wax. So this one says, you're a vase that was not broken, you're completely whole, because God bought you broken and then sealed you up without wax. He actually made you a new creation. So he buys junk as is, which is us. He just buys it. How much does this cost? It's just trash. Throw it in the garbage. No, I'll pay for it. You can't. It's broken. No, I'll buy it. He paid full price for you and me. That's awesome. That's awesome. How much? Nothing. It's a toss out. It's a throwaway. How many people throw away people? Amen? Roxy, don't throw away Hugo. I'm serious. Don't. Is it doubtful?
Mouthful.
Oh, okay. That's good. I like Hugo. Even though he's not likable, I like him. In other words, we don't judge by these two chairs here. We didn't care about these chairs. Now, otherwise you're not a Christian. I mean, you're just going to church kind of thing. But you're a Christian because you actually believe that something changed dramatically, but not existentially, not naturally in this world, not your natural existence. So we don't live this way any longer. We're no longer natural beings here that were created by God. You were created in the image and likeness of God. In Hebrew, Betzelemnu Kedemutnu. You are created according to his image and also according to his likeness. What's he like? Well, he thinks and he feels and he wants and he does. Okay, you can do it too. So I actually can think like he thinks because they said likeness. I can be like him. Now, rocks don't think. I don't know if you've ever talked to a rock or a bug. But they don't think like we do. They say they don't feel like we do. Because we're like God. Because he created us that way. So when you were conceived, not born, when you were conceived several months, usually 9 months before the moment you were born, God with his finger on his right hand, with his index finger, he wrote on you and said, "This one belongs to me. This is mine." He wrote that on there and put his whole freedom and law on you. Do this, don't do that. Now you're free to do good and you're forbidden to do bad, but if you do it, he still loves you anyway. That's written on your heart. I like that. Wow. No matter what, even if I disobey him, rebel from him, even if I don't live a good life, even if I'm not perfect, he still loves me. Just like kids. You're supposed to love our kids that way, right? I have 4 kids, 10 grandkids, and I love them all, just the way they are. And of course, they all do bad things every once in a while, so what? Grandparents don't care. Parents do. But, you know, as a grandparent, you just come and go, so it's not a big deal. But, you know, I like to play with them about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm tired. You know, it's like, okay, go back to your parents. But some of them just hang on, especially the little ones. And they're cute, so hold them for a while. But some of them just keep bothering you and bothering you. Oh, Grandpa Jim, I love you so much. I know, me too. Could I read this book right now? And love later. And so I'm always, I'm not a nice person. I've never been a nice person. Amen? So I dare say there's no one here worse than me. Maybe Karen. No, you always tried hard. You always felt guilty. I never tried hard, and I never felt guilty. Ever, at any time. You cannot psychologically say I was guilt-ridden. I never felt guilty. I only felt this. I should have done it better so I didn't get caught. That's all. But not guilt. I was guilty, but I didn't feel guilty. And my wife is very guilt-ridden. If she just doesn't, you know, if I say, "Peg, could you make me a cake or something," and she doesn't want to, but she'll do it, but with a bad attitude. And so I go, "Peg, did you bake this cake because you loved me?" "No, eat it." And, you know, I love that. I love that. Because you know what? We're not people pleasers. Do you know that God is so good that you cannot imagine or think better? Now, no one else is like that, so don't compare people to God. God is so awesome. He sits in that last chair, and you're sitting there. You're on the right hand of the right hand, Okay, there's three people on the throne: God the Father, God the Son, and you, all together in the Spirit. So it's a kind of a three-seat throne. You ever seen the king and queen throne? But what are you going to do with princes and princesses, you know, and so on? So, well, you're the bride. So you're the queen. You're the queen forever. You are God's bride. That's why Jesus is coming back to pick up his bride to say, you know, are you ready? He just wants to know if she's ready. How will she be ready? I've taught you a million times. How will she be ready? What should she have done to get herself ready?
Love God with all their heart, soul, and everyone else the same.
Right. So do you love God with all your heart and soul and strength?
Yes, I do.
You do? I love that. That's a faith statement. So you really can't do it. You see, God never gave you anything you could do. I'm just going to say this again. Any law that God ever gave, no one could do it. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Man in his best state is altogether vanity. All man's righteousness is a filthy rag in the nostrils of God. So it's a stench to God. Anything you do is evil. Now, anything apart from faith is sin. Did you know that? That's what the Bible says. So I'm not making this up. I'm just saying that's what the Bible says. So therefore, don't behave. You don't have to behave. He loves you just because he made you. And then because Jesus died for you to prove it, and then he'll give you his Holy Spirit so that you can actually live a new life without feeling it, understanding it, desiring it, or doing it. To God be the glory. So when something good comes out of you and other people see it, they don't glorify you. They don't. Sometimes they make a mistake and say, well, thank you so much. You were so kind to me. Okay? But that's not true. I wasn't kind. I've never been kind. I've never been good. Never been nice. Never. But that was God. Give God the glory.
Amen.
That was just God. Once they asked Jesus, good teacher, blah, 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 blah. And what did he say? Why do you call me good? He didn't say, you're right. He said, why do you call me good? I think you're thinking something wrong. No one else is good but God. Don't call me good, Jesus, even though he was good. But you're thinking humanly, psychologically, naturally, existentially. You're thinking this world. So what he meant by that was, yes, I am good, but you don't know that because you couldn't possibly know who I am because I look like you, and you don't know that I'm actually spiritual. I was sent down from heaven. So happy is the one that trusts in God. There's where happiness is. I want to say something. I have never been unhappy. I am happy all the time. All the time. Now, I'm not unhappy. Why? Because Jesus said I wasn't. Well, do you feel it? Actually, I do feel happy all the time because I keep saying it. I keep saying, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little kids can sing it. You can be 2 years old and you can sing that. And it's true. And I have not advanced beyond that.
Amen.
I'm still like a little kid. I really am. I don't have any sophisticated theology. I'm smart as all get out, but it's worth nothing. Because Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. It's over. It's over. Judith, just remember that. I'm going to ask you later and see if you forgot already. Jesus loves me, this I know. Do you know that song? Yeah. Okay. That's very good. Might have you sing it then. So, God is good. How many know that God wants happy children?
Amen.
Don't we all want happy children? I mean, we can't make them happy. I mean, you can do stuff for them. But the truth is, you're just happy because you're loved. Just by sticking together, you actually make a lot of kids happy. Really, rather than, you know, killing each other or splitting or something. Amen? Now, I know some of you have been married umpteen times. Not a big deal. Just stop. Stop. Stop at this point. This time, you know, don't look to someone else for happiness. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord.
Amen.
That's it. That's it. That's that chair over there. That third chair over there, that's the only one that counts. Please do not go here. When someone asks you a question, now be honest. Don't. Yeah. Don't be honest. Honesty is a lie. Honesty is a lie. It's a lie compared to the truth of what Jesus has already said. So and so says, I'm just trying to be honest. What were you up to now? I mean, isn't that a funny thing when people say that? Now let me be honest. Really? What have you been? Well, I've suppressed some things. Really? Well, express away. And so what good does it do to hear someone say, well, I've always hated you, or I'm always jealous of you, or I always wanted to be like you, or I always hate, you know, despised you, or whatever. How does that help anything? That does not lead to happiness. But look with Jesus, he eliminates all that. The life he lived was perfect. He always did what was pleasing to the Father, and he did it for you. He didn't even do it for himself, so that Roxy could always be happy 100% of the time. Amen? So give a testimony.
I am happy, but only because of him. Because there's a lot that comes in
yeah.
that tries to steal it.
Yes.
But I won't let it.
Good.
Only because of him.
That's powerful. That's powerful. That's a faith statement, meaning, and don't put that down like, yeah, it's just faith. No, that's the biggest thing you can do, is just repeat what God has said. To say the same thing that God hath said. In Greek, that is called homo, same, logeo, speak. So I always same speak God. Whatever God says, homo, H-O-M-O, same. That's all it means, same. So same-sex marriage, that homo. What does it mean? Same. And then the word speak, logeo, from logos, to speak something, to say something, logical, and so on and so forth. So when I'm saying something, I want to say the same thing he says. If he says, Jim, you're a liar or a sinner, I agree. If he says, you're a saint, I agree. So whatever he says, that's what I'm going by. Now, before he died, I was a sinner over here. Right? Because I told you I didn't try. I never tried. Never. Never made one attempt to ever do what was right. And when I did it, I knew I was lying. I knew I was deceiving people. And I did it. I worked at it. I actually practiced in front of the mirror how to be a fake and a liar and so on and so forth. But I always knew I was wicked to the gills, to the hilt. That's why I can't judge other people, because I've never met anyone worse than myself. I use the example of the man in Fort Worth Church, nothing like here. He had murdered 13 people. And he said he had trouble. If somebody would like slam a door or something like that, he'd go for his gun right away. Because he was a criminal. Remember Bonnie and Clyde? Well, he lived next door to Bonnie Parker up in Oklahoma. Anyway, so when he grew up as a criminal. His father was in federal pen, blah, 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 blah. So he became a murderer, a hitman, okay? They'd send him to, you know, California, 50,000, kill that guy. He won't pay what he owes, destroy him. So that man said, I can't sleep because somebody wakes me up quickly, I go for whatever. I said, that's easy. We'll just go through each sin and just say this. Alice, I'm sorry I had to slit your throat. Please forgive me. I was not a good Christian. I was a liar. But now I want you to forgive me. And then I said to him, I will absolve you. I will absolve you from that sin. So-and-so, don't worry. God has forgiven you that sin. It's over. And even though Alice, the one you killed, is dead still, she also will forgive you. Okay? So you're okay. Don't even think about it, because there's nothing you can do to fix it. Well, after that, he was already three times in federal pen here in Texas. Not only that, but they got him a fourth time for having some drugs or something in the car, right? But in Texas, you only get three times, and then it's life forever. And so he came to me and said, Oh, by the way, I didn't finish my other story. He forgave everybody. And then he was absolved. And he never had that problem again. Anyway, so then he finally, something he didn't do, somebody else put it in the car, because they didn't like him. I mean, he was a bad person. And his brother was a bad person. And his brother and his sister and so on. So they were bad people. And the mother was a prostitute. And the father, blah, 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 blah. So what? So I'm trying to explain to you that I'm worse than he is. So he said to me, Pastor, I just want to say something. I said, okay. He said, I want to be like you are. I said, you don't really want to be like me. No, I've done all this bad stuff. You now know about it. Well, I'm worse than you are. No, you're not. You're a good man. No, I'm not. I'm not. Well, you're a pastor. Yeah, I know, but a lot of pastors aren't good people. They have double lives and so on and so forth. So I said, but here's the deal. You said to me, I never killed anyone that didn't deserve it. In other words, they owed the mafia boss or somebody, and then they were sent out to wipe them out. And so I said, there's the difference right there. I would have done it without any justification. You had to justify it. I never killed anybody just to kill them. You know, I killed them for money, or I had a reason. I told them I would never do it that way. I just do what I do with no reason at all. I don't ever justify myself. I don't care why I did it. I did it because I wanted to. Did y'all see that? And he was shocked over that. That changed his life. So he had to go to jail a fourth time. I said, here's the deal. When you go into court, just tell them, throw the book at me. I want to pay for all my sins, no arbitration, no deals, no nothing. Give me the full sentence. So they gave him, I don't know, 20 years or whatever it was, because it was drug related. They didn't even catch him on the other stuff because he was a bad guy. And so I said, no, you'll be out in a few months. You can't get out. Said, I'm going to tell you the secret. Here's the secret. This time, when you go into prison, no gun, no pills, no nothing, you're not going to be a big shot. I want you to be an ordinary person. See nothing, hear nothing, say nothing. He's got tattoos all over him. I kill these kind of people and these kind of people. His whole body tells the story of how evil he is. And don't mess with him. He said he hated me when I said that to him later, when he got out in a few months. He hated me because he knew he was in forever. And here I am trying to give him hope. And you're going to be fine. Just do what I say. He didn't care about getting out. What he cared about is, I don't want to. I want to be powerful. I want to take care of myself in prison. It's not an easy place. And so when he came out, he had converted all of his floor, you know, his cell block thing. He had converted them because he had a guy called Tiny as his roommate, 350 pounds, Tiny, 6 foot, blah, 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 you know. So when he got into the cell, he went, could I have the upper bunk? Could you take the lower bunk? You're bigger than me and you sag way down. No. So that was that. So he could try to figure out a way to get Tiny on the bottom and himself up on the top. And Tiny's brutal. I mean, everybody knows in the prison, they got names like Bubba and so on and so forth. This guy is the bad guy, Tiny. And so one night he jumps out of his bunk, his lower bunk where he's down, and Tiny's coming down toward him. Tiny, get down here, he says in his roughest voice. And he goes, what? What are you talking about? I'll kill you, you stupid, you know, and swears at him. Get down here right now. I want you to get on your knees. What are you talking about? You need Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And he spoke with this harsh voice. Tiny started crying. And he said, my mother taught me that when I was, you know, a kid, and I need that, you know. And so then when Tiny went out into the, you know, out into the block, everybody get in here, we're having a Bible study. So he converted the whole thing. So kind of funny. Anyway, he was an ordinary guy, didn't look, didn't see, didn't hear, didn't say. He said, that was the hardest word I ever received, because I didn't have anything going for me. I don't want to be an ordinary person. I want to be important. I want to be noticed. I want people to see what I am and what I do. I want them to respect me. And I said, well, you're not going to do it. And he said, nobody ever looked at me straight in the eye and said that. You know why? Because I'm worse than he is. I don't have any morals. I don't have any religion. I never went to church, never went to morals. The only morals you had was like, hey, it's raining out, take a raincoat or something. That was about it. But none of my three fathers were Christian or moral or nice. None of my my grandmother, my aunt, my mother slept around. They were all had marriage after marriage and failures after failures. So I just came from an unstable home or a dysfunctional family or whatever. I loved it because it was. I had no idea what was going on because my third father was a German. I called him Adolf Hitler to my sister, and you didn't talk to him. He just beat you if you did anything wrong. And he had a little chart there and had little boxes in it. And if you washed the dishes, you had to wash dishes every other day was your turn. Sister was the other turn. And I'd try to trick her into doing my turn and her turn. And then I had to do, he had all these chores. You had to clean the house and all this junk. And I was always messing up. So he'd just take you down and beat you. Just up north, they have basements. They don't have them down here so much. But up north, everybody's got basements. And if I was bad, which I always was, I had to live in the basement, which is coal. They just dump the coal through the thing. So I lived down there because I was bad. And I was always couldn't keep up enough merits to get my demerits off. So he was fair. He was fair, completely told me, you know why I'm beating you? I guess so. I don't know. I just wasn't much of a good person. And I cheated, lied, and stole all my life till I met Jesus. My whole life till I met Jesus. Once I met Jesus, I realized this is probably not a good deal here. Actually, here I am. I'm going all the way to Yale. I go all the way to the top school. Could have gone to Harvard. I had a scholarship from Harvard, too, and five others. But I ended up at Yale because I thought that's the place I could steal and lie and cheat the most. And they have to be, because they're Christian here, they have to forgive you. And because I was at the seminary studying to be a pastor. And I wasn't a Christian. I knew I wasn't a Christian. I wasn't even trying to be a Christian. I didn't even want to be a Christian. I just figured, well, you're a Westerner. You ought to know something about God. And what do you know? Nothing. I never knew. But Adolf Hitler, the third father, he forced you to go to church when I was 11. So that was the first decency he tried to put into me, but it didn't work. Because I cheated even in church. I mean, wherever I was. Anybody else like me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anybody else like me?
Totally.
Yes.
Yes, you all are. You're all evil people. Why? Because you think you're good, and you're not. But I knew I was no good, and I wanted to be no good, and I was no good, and I was proud of it. You can actually be proud that you're no good. I used to do. I can't even imagine the stuff that I used to do now. I don't do any of those things. I don't need to. I don't need to lie or cheat or steal or anything anymore. I'm just me. You know, Jesus loves me, this I know. Y'all got that? Y'all have a God that loves you no matter what? Don't go over here. I never mixed this with that. Once I got that, this is out. So no more, intellect or smarts, even though I have a lot of smarts, it's worthless. I don't trust them. I don't believe in them. Look how smart the people are today, and look how the world hasn't become happier. But I can bring happiness anywhere in the world to Muslims who hate me, despise me, they get saved. To presidents, I can witness to anybody, anywhere. Why? Because there's nobody can out-sin me. There's no way. And so, you know what young people want today? They want just reality, just truth. Just say straight. No, don't fix it up. Don't fancy it up. Just tell the truth. That chair is your life. That chair is your hope. That's your joy. That's your everything right there. Don't feel it. Don't understand it. Don't desire it. Just take it and enjoy it. And I start with my mouth. Just say it. I'm a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come.
The new has come.
I'm happy all the time.
Happy all the time.
I love everybody.
I love everybody.
I'm not mad at anybody. They can abuse me all day long and doesn't bother me a bit. Do you understand what when you go and talk to people like that, for some reason people trust you because they realize you don't have a hidden agenda or some other motive. I don't have one. I used to have them, but I don't have them anymore. Why? I just live for others now. Isn't that fun? Peggy likes it. She likes it. Because I'm her servant now.
Amen.
But I used to be her, you know, Lord and Master. I used to abuse her all over the place. And I won't explain it because you don't have the sense of humor I have. But now, she's the best. And I couldn't be happier. But the reason I'm happy is not because she's the best. I'm happy because that guy died for me and taught me how to talk and think and walk and so on. So, who'd like to make a good testimony? You can just invent it. You don't have to. Just make something up. Willis.
I have the best life, the best family, the best God.
Wow.
Amen.
That's a miracle.
Ditto.
That's a miracle. Yes.
Amen.
That's powerful. But your mom was good.
Yeah.
Not really. But she knew Jesus.
She did.
She was a sweetheart. ML. Good testimony.
Life sure is a lot easier when the Lord's with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's powerful.
I mean, Pastor, I struggle daily. And then the Lord taps me on the shoulder and says, here I am. And it all becomes a lot easier.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's powerful.
Amen.
It's powerful. Karen.
Miracles, which are all around us always.
Right.
Are signs of God's work.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. God does not do non-miracle. Everything he does is miracle. We don't do any miracles. He does all the miracles.
Amen.
But everything he does is a miracle. If he talks to you, that's a miracle.
That's right.
If he loves you, that's a miracle, and so on. Everything he does is miraculous. Who else? Randy.
We're just going through what we're learning to trust God every day, whether to go right or left or anything.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Do you see that there are problems in the world today?
Yes.
Did you know that God wants us, because of Jesus, to actually solve those problems or at least mitigate
Amen.
The circumstances? There's nothing impossible.
Amen.
Right.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. I don't believe in any impossibles. That's not possible.
Amen.
An impossible is, it's impossible over here, not over there. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Right.
Amen.
That means we could solve Dallas's problems.
Amen.
That's right.
Dallas cannot solve them. I guarantee you, politicians can't do any kind of real help. Businessmen can't do it either with all their brilliance and blah, blah, blah. They can't do it. Nobody can bring happiness about anywhere. But we can. How? Well, because we're a new creation. Because Jesus is with you. Did you know he can actually talk to you?
Amen.
When I woke up this morning at 3 a.m. to do my normal five-hour thing. When I woke up, I immediately wrote down what he said to me. Literally, I just write down exactly what he says.
Amen.
And I do it every day.
That's good.
Whatever he says to me, immediately, just write it down.
Right.
Nothing clever about it. And so on. But I love difficulties, problems, crises, everything else that people hate. I want that. Put that in my path. Do you know nothing's impossible for us?
Yeah.
Raul, you could do it. That is powerful. You could do it.
It says in the scripture that all things are yours.
All things are yours.
Whether in heaven or on earth.
Right. Amen. Are you happy? Is Cynthia? You're happy too. Very happy. Wow. What about Jacob? Also? Wow. That's three people in a row.
Amen.
Did you know that this world is waiting for the kingdom of God to appear?
Amen.
But actually, we don't have to wait. You could do it today. You can actually bless the people that are working and so on and so forth. You can't be a respecter of persons. There's no difference between a president and someone that's sweeping the walk. I can go to Russia, I can go anywhere in the world and immediately be at home. Why? Because they're people. And they're just like you and me. They want to eat and they want to have families and they want to get along and so on and so forth. And since we know how to, you know, call on God. I met this one Russian from Ukraine. And that's the Russian Orthodox Church there. And I didn't know this, but her husband was a communist. And she said, could you pray for him? Because we don't have a very good relationship and so on. And he's a communist, an atheist, and so on. I said, sure, we can pray right now. She said, oh, no, I can't. Why? Well, because in the Orthodox Church, you have to go to the church and then pray with the priest and pay him and so on and so forth. Oh, I'm not, I don't have to do that. I can just, we can just do it right here. I can't do that. That's a sin. You have to go to the priest and to the church and get the icon and all this kind of stuff. I said, that's ridiculous. Give me your hands. So I prayed, and she was so moved during the prayer. She said, I've never heard a prayer that real, that powerful.
Amen.
Because we prayed sincerely, you know, whatever the Lord puts on your heart to say, for a husband. It's powerful. She just wept.
Wow.
Because she didn't know you could do that, because her church teaches that. So, you can spread joy anywhere in the world. I met with mafia people. I met with, I don't care who they are, communists. I don't care. They don't scare me at all. In fact, I deliberately go to rotten places. I lived among the pygmies for days and days and days. I can go anywhere and have friends immediately. You can turn enemies into friends. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so can you.
Amen.
You can do it with your neighbors.
Amen.
How many of you have bad neighbors?
No.
Oh, okay, let me put it differently. How many of you have neighbors that are not perfect? Everybody has people that are not perfect. So if you can put joy into someone's life,
amen,
at all, you can do it.
Amen.
Just by, amen, being happy, but also you can, you know, speak to them, pray for them. You can tell them someday, you know, I've been praying for you. You have?
Yeah.
People will be surprised. Why? That's something you can do. Do you have to feel it? No. Do you have to want to do it? No. Do you have to understand it? No. Just do it. Just do it. Why? Because who cares whether it's the devil or you or your flesh or Jesus? Who cares? Just do it. You know what? When you do that, you're actually acting in faith. You don't go by feelings. I don't want feelings. I don't need the feelings. Everybody lives by feelings. I mean, today it's a psychological, you know, heaven. Everybody's, how do you feel? Well, Alice, what are you thinking right now? You know, and so it's like, what a dumb thing to ask little kids. They don't know. Well, what would you think of this? And they make up, teachers do this in school. They want everyone to feel good. Okay, everybody feel good. It's like, why feel good? What's wrong with feeling bad? What's wrong with hating the girl sitting next to you and so on and so forth? That's the way real people are. You're not living in an ideal kind of we're all going to get along kind of world. No, no, no. Not without Jesus. Apart from me, you can do nothing. In me, you can do all things.
Amen.
Apart from me, you can do nothing. In me, you can do all things. So you're over here or you're over there.
Amen.
Natural law, public law, civil law, and spiritual law. The greatest, spiritual. Get a hold of that. He doesn't hate any of these people over here, by the way. He actually fulfills the natural law and the public law. He finishes them, makes them happen. So by walking in faith, you don't need to ever say, well, I don't know if I was sincere. You don't need to be sincere. You don't even know what that's talking about. How would you check it? Just say it. I'm just tell you, in my family, Peggy doesn't respond in the same way that I do it. But every once in a while, she'll eke out of something like, well, thank you. You know, and that has to go 6 months or something like that. But I don't want her to do it. I don't want her to do it unless she wants to do it. So when she does it, I know it's really powerful. But she felt it. You know, I just feel love towards you all of a sudden. You know, did you have an Excedrin or what? And so, did you ever try that? Anyway. That one works for my wife every time. I'm going to go take an Excedrin. Are you having a good time?
Amazing.
Did you know you can actually live heaven on earth today?
Amen.
Right now. Today. You can live in this world with all its problems, and you can solve some. Don't solve everything. Just do one at a time. Little ones. That's what life is all about. Jesus Christ loves you. God the Father loves you. Holy Spirit loves you. And you are now part of their family. All you got to do is take it. Just take it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, best is yet to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. One more testimony.
You are now.
Just make it up. Alex, you always say something. Okay, go ahead. All right.
Well, just because of the New Testament,
right.
You know, he died, Jesus died, I get his inheritance.
Yes.
That's me. I got to share that with some kids in the swimming pool last night, and they received the Lord.
Amen.
It's powerful.
So,
too powerful.
Yeah,
too powerful.
It's a New Testament. We live in simple.
Yeah.
People know there's an Old Testament, New Testament.
Yeah.
That's the breakdown right there.
Yeah.
He died. Everything that he took it all on himself. But the New Testament is we get the will.
Yeah.
He died. We get the inheritance.
It's perfect testimony.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you know why Alex is speaking this? Because Jesus said, the harvest is ripe, the laborers are few.
Amen.
You're a laborer.
Amen.
You're a laborer. Has anyone else ever been blessed by Alex?
Always. Just come, toe, eat, satisfy.
55.
Why do you labor? And, you know, but come to me and let your heart be satisfied. So I just thank the Lord for the satisfaction
Yahoo!
That he gives us. And God bless you, Pastor Jim.
Not me. God.
Praise
all right.
God.